Proclamation number 7045, dated the February 17th, 1958. The adversary's works of deception. Apparitions. If someone could take a look into the depth of hell, into the domain of the Prince of Hell, he would not be surprised by the actions these beings are capable of doing. For they are all subject to my adversary's aggression, and their own nature is so similar to his own that they always agree with him and thus are only too willingly his servants. The area of their dreadful activity is extensive. It exists wherever there are people whom they try to influence into behaving and thinking as badly as themselves. But this area belongs to me too, because everything emerged from my strength. Humanity, as the once created original spirits, as well as the works of creation, which now serve as an abode for human beings and the spiritual substances which are not yet allowed to embody themselves as human beings. Thus my adversary and his vassals have no power over these works of creations, but they can influence the human being, and they do so most comprehensively. They try to influence his will into giving into them. Yet they cannot force the human will. Nevertheless, it is in great danger if it does not resist this corruptive influence. It is in great danger and nevertheless not aware of it. For if he could grasp my adversaries and his followers' whole plan and their abysmal evilness, he would be on his guard. He would stay awake and pray. The adversary, however, knows how to deceive people by approaching them as a friend, although he is and remains their greatest enemy and only plans their ruin. Hence he seeks to offer a person whatever he desires for his human existence. First he entices him with earthly goods and pleasures, and few people are able to resist these temptations. And thus he succeeds in kindling material greed. And then they are usually already taken in by him, since they find it difficult to let go of it. They need help and do not approach the one who could help them. But this is not enough for my adversary, because he wants to own people's souls completely again. He even wants to turn those who are almost set to return to me into his servants again. Therefore he tempts them to commit evil deeds, which force them completely back into his power once more. And his accomplices support him. Their poisonous breath weakens the resistance even where these beings' influences could not penetrate fully. If these emissaries of hell and their prince would show their intention openly, they could certainly be recognized and would also meet with resistance. But they work in secret. They hide behind the mask of virtue. Indeed, they do not shy away from using a cloak which is supposed to pretend purity and integrity. And thereby they also win people who are not willing to fall into the hands of their soul's enemy. But these lack watchfulness and fail to send the right prayer in spirit and in truth to me. They have already become too superficial themselves, so they could not be taken in by these deceptions. Or they could recognize the enemy in spite of his mask. Their will for good, their desire for me, is not strong enough in those who allow themselves to be deceived. For I will truly protect anyone who does not want to be deceived, and I certainly will not let them be taken in by him if their will remains totally focused on me. My adversary works with cunning and trickery. This is well known to all people, and therefore every person should be watchful and not let himself be surprised by artful trickery. He should always come to me and ask me for clarification. He should at all times commend himself to me and my protection. Then the adversary will not be able to deceive him, and the person's will itself would have warded off the danger, which cannot be forced by my adversary but which will always be strengthened by me if he stays firmly focused on me. And this option is available to everyone, because everyone is informed of my word, which expresses my will, and which is the most effective protection and strongest weapon against the one who wants to corrupt him. Amen.